Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of the winter storm, historic snow throughout the state of Louisiana. We are joined by the governor of the great state of Louisiana, Governor Jeff Landry. Governor, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning on a chilly, kind of wild morning. I knew y'all could, how's the snow out in the city right now?
It is coming down in buckets, and it looks like blizzard conditions. The snow's actually going sideways. But, Governor, you're beginning to check off the boxes on a number of these weather-related events, hurricane in September, snowstorm here in January. And, you know, it's and a snowstorm that's actually impacting the entire state of Louisiana.
I'm telling you, it's hard to try to figure out which hat we wear in here lately. I will tell you, though, this system seems to and, of course, winter storms are very tricky, but it seems like at one time we thought the southwestern part of the state would get the heaviest snowfall, but it looks like y'all may end up with some of the most heaviest snowfall totals when it's all over. I don't know if I ever thought I would wake up early in the morning and see that we had a blizzard warning in Lake Charles, Louisiana, but that's what we're dealing with.
So what are you hearing as it relates to the amount of snowfall throughout, or if any at all? Is anyone providing that information to you?
Yeah, I mean, the snowfall totals are coming in. I mean, we've got some areas of the state and along the I-10 corridor under which the National Weather Service said that some of those bands were dumping anywhere between 1 to 2 inches an hour. That's a lot of snowfall. Here at the mansion, the place is covered. I mean, completely covered with snow. And of course, I just got off the phone with the Department of Transportation and Development, our Secretary Joe Donahue, and then Colonel Hodges. You know, and I tell you, it's kind of like a little calm before the storm to some extent. I think that I'm very appreciative that most people out there seem to be heeding our advice into staying indoors. What concerns me the most is probably about 4 or 5 o'clock, or maybe a little later for y'all, this winter wonderland is going to end and the hard freeze is going to begin. And we are going to get some severe cold temperatures over the course of the next 24 hours as the skies clear. And that's the part that concerns me the most, because we don't want people to go out there thinking, oh, when the snow stopped, now I can go out on the road. Actually, that's even more that creates an even more dangerous situation because you can't see the ice.
I would agree. I think the big challenge is going to be tomorrow, as we have 20-degree temperatures for an elongated period of time. I would say that I heard about the news of the EMAC with the state of Arkansas and the governor there. I thought that was great news. The prepositioning of a lot of assets by both DOTD, state police, and others. You could see it visibly along the major arterial roads. And I don't know. And as I drove into the office this morning, most of the cars I saw were NOPD cars, very thankful for the barricades that were put up and closing down the interstate. You and I both have experienced driving in snow before. If you don't know what you're doing, it's a very dangerous proposition. And back, I think back to 04, it was like driving in a pinball machine. People were just bouncing off of everything.
Yeah, look, I got to tell you, my hat's off to all of the state and local employees that have been working around the clock. Our folks at GoSEP, they, you know, as you mentioned earlier, we seem to not be able to get out of a disaster from one incident to another. But they have been just great at making sure, again, a big shout out goes to Governor Sarah Sanders. She, you know, it just so happened we were in D.C. together before I came back early yesterday morning. And, you know, Arkansas had an event last week, mm-hmm. you know, very similar to this. Of course, they're a little more used to snow than we are. And she kind of gave me a laundry list of do's and don'ts. I like to tell people I'm a great copycat. I don't have to be a great inventor. Yeah. And she agreed to send the assets down.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's huge because these are assets that we don't normally have or have to scramble to get. But, you know, the pre-positioning, I think, is going to, Governor, your thoughts on this. I really believe it's going to pay off for tomorrow because I think that tomorrow, like you said earlier, is going to be the real challenge day for us.
I agree. I mean, having the pre-positioned assets, having the inventory in there, you know, and I'll tell you something else, too. You know, as I was talking to Joe and him last night, even the things that we are going to miss or as we learn, right, we're going to have lessons learned. I think that these kind of events only give us an opportunity to make things stronger and make the roads even safer. But, yes, tomorrow is what concerns me the most because the sun is going to come out, but it is still going to be brutal cold, which means, you know, we're used to having snow in Louisiana in our lifetime. We see it, and then we blink, and it's gone. That's not what this event is going to do. This snow is going to linger around for a while, and so it's going to go from fluffy snow to hard-crusted ice, and that's where the danger begins.
Has there been any communication with GoSEP or your office as to any parishes within the state having any significant or serious challenges?
We've been continuing to do our calls with all of the parish EOCs. And so far, everything seems to be pretty good. Of course, you know, you're going to make me answer that question. Yeah. I'm going to get off the phone
and help
me break loose. But the communication seems to be pretty good. What I really appreciate is the fact that we don't have many widespread power outages. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I think that that's the blessing. You know, there's a silver lining here is that this is snow and not sleet and ice. That snow treats electricity a lot better than freezing rain does. And so if we can get through this event without widespread power outages, I think we'll be fine. And, of course, it's really about individual safety and water supplies. That's the big concern for me is the roads, our water supplies, and people staying indoors and staying safe and just making sure that your smoke detectors work, your carbon monoxide detectors work, and that, you know, you just watch the way you heat your home and stay warm.
Yeah, exercise, common sense for sure. Everyone has been putting the warnings out there as to the do's and the don'ts. Please follow that guidance. And as I drove in this morning, again, I was excited to see how few people were actually on the roadway and were heeding the advice of officials. From Metairie to downtown, I saw 10 cars, and 8 or 7 of them were NOPD automobiles. So it was great.
Yeah, well, as a former law enforcement officer, I know that puts a smile on your face because, you know, every time someone gets out on the roadway unnecessarily, you put those first responders' lives and you put them in danger as well. You know, I tell you, you're right. As I look through as I flip through all of the different local channels and watch the TV coverage out there, I was the same. I was so glad to see no one was on the road. I had a call this morning with Senator John Kennedy. Him and I talked for about 20 or 30 minutes this morning. He was asking how things were going and how things were. Well, I told him that the only thing I wouldn't want to be in South Louisiana right now is a chicken because there's plenty of gumbo being cooked.
And I'm not sure. I'm not even sure the ducks are flying today, quite frankly. When you see that snow down here going sideways, it's like, I don't know that a duck blind would be something that I would consider this morning. And there's not many mornings that I'll say no to a duck blind, I can promise you.
Well, you know, again, I think, look, we appreciate all of the radio stations out there and shows just like yours that continue to put out those public service announcements. And for those that are listening, again, we would tell them, look, enjoy the scenery today, but understand what's coming when the sun goes down and the bitter cold comes in for the next 24 hours. If they could just hunker down for another 24 to 36 hours, I think we're going to be in great shape.
Yeah, you don't want to go stir crazy and get out on the road tomorrow because I think that's going to be the big challenge. As always, we really appreciate your time, your insight, and the job that you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Governor. Stay safe. Stay warm. We know you're busy.
Okay, take care. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with Carlton Dufresneau to get an update as to what's happening on the causeway.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.